Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane Ruby. It's great to see you all here. We are at Friday, and it is April 5th. Wow. Time is flying. Got a little afternoon tea, and I want to thank my benefactor, Lori Finnegan from Boston, Massachusetts. Don't often get correspondence from some of the northeastern states, but really so happy. Thank you so much, Lori, for this beautiful set of cups, little duet with roses, and just a nice warm afternoon cup of tea to keep things going. I wanted to check in. You know that I'm on the road this week and working on a couple of projects, also catching up with some family and friends. And boy, I do not like to come up here anymore during this time of the year. It's really, really cold. The winds are bitter. I'm up pretty north, like up around, you know, the Great Lakes, Michigan, upper New York, that western New York area too. Really, really bitter when the wind blows. But we had one sunny day this week. Not much better than Florida. But, you know, it's always good that makes up for it to be with loved ones. So I wanted to jump on and just catch up with you a little bit on this H5N1, you know, D3-2C. I mean, it's just getting so ridiculous when the government authorities themselves have put out information over the last 10 to 20 years about the avian flu series, right? Now we know it's a project. Now we know they've been doing it intentionally for many, many, many years. And so the whole thing is a joke. But what really concerns me is that what they're doing now is, because many of you know this is a hoax, you know this is fake. It's got all the stamp print on it and all the patterns of the COVID scam, how we were all, you know, duped into that BS. But what they're doing is, I think they're ramping up using operatives, using government contractors. You know, government contractors are not just people that kind of come in, do a job, get a little security clearance, you know, work in an office for the government. No. Government contractors are also psychological operations specialists. And as you now know, not just from what my suspicions are or what my concerns have been, but from what many other people have reported to you, shown you evidence, documentation, now you know that many of the frontline doctors, frontline researchers, frontline scientists, personalities that you first knew 3-4 years ago when this COVID scam started, are themselves operatives. Many of them we now know were planted from the beginning, gained our trust, were part of our cabal, our circles, well, our own cabal, our good cabal. Some of them were flipped. They're fame and money whores. They were flipped along the way. Maybe they knew that they were going to be flipped. There was the ones that shot up to like 1 million followers and all of a sudden were on the scene everywhere. You know who they all are, so I don't have to say the names. And then, of course, you know, some of them are kind of new on the scene and all of a sudden are these new experts and everybody's new shiny object. Ooh, this person, that person. So I have so many suspicions about so many of them. Some of them I know in my heart are bad. I know they're operatives. So many more of them, unfortunately, it's heartbreaking. I have super suspicions of, and I don't even want to be around them. I don't want to be near them. I don't even care if I get invited to anything anymore. It doesn't bother me at all. I've done the great work. I've maybe got a little more work to do to make people aware. One of the things I want to make you aware of is that so this operation includes some of these people now coming out and saying, hey, we better be careful of this bird flu. I mean, it could jump or it's going to come. It's going to create I'm like, wow, A2 Brutus? A2 Brutus? And I'm starting to like confront them and have these conflict interactions with them on social media. I can't believe it. I can't believe the people who I had some remaining faith in. And, you know, I shouldn't be so surprised because some of these people have gotten very famous without using their own name and face. I mean, you actually have two segments. When you think about it, you have two segments of this truther movement. You have those of us who from the beginning have shown you our names, our faces. Some people have kind of beaten me up. Oh, you don't have this credential. Oh, you're only a nurse practitioner. Oh, you're there. Hey, at least I'm honest about what my credentials are. I never portrayed myself. And many of us never portrayed ourselves as anything other than what we were. Our names, our faces are out there. We put our lives at risk, our families at risk, our reputation at risk. And it makes me angry that somebody with a mouse face or some kind of, you know, interesting name, like, you know, Patriot 1776 and the Constitutional Patriot. And these people get, you know, they're up to 300,000-400,000 followers, and they never had to risk their names. They never risked their reputation. They never had people digging into their background and then making lies about them and twisting their career information or putting their families at risk and doxing us and our families, their homes, their locations. But yet they've risen to this, in your minds, some of you, in some of your minds, to this level of creme de la creme. And you trust them, and you believe them, and you look to them. And the interesting thing is, some of those are now coming out, or some of them have like a single name, you know, like Madonna, right? They have one name. I'm not going to mention the names. You know who they are. You can figure it out. And they are part of the chorus. Remember, I've taught you about the chorus. The chorus is, and it could be different people depending on the messaging. A month from now, there could be a different set of people, but it's a collection. And a lot of them are, it's a controlled opposition operation, because they mix in some people that you've trusted for a long time, and they mix in some of the usual suspects, and but they form a chorus. What's a chorus? They sing the same part of the song. Oh, they're all together, right? Oh, all in unison. And these choruses pop up and they gain your confidence. You make it a little suspicious, but you're, oh, I don't know, so-and-so and so-and-so is in there. I trust them. They've never led me astray before. And those choruses, there's a chorus now that surprisingly is joining with the government, joining with the CDC to say, look out, be careful. This bird flu, we got to be careful because it could jump. We already have a case in this state or that state. You know, I saw a statistic about avian flu from 10, or I guess across a span. And I put this in my Twitter. Across a span of like 10 years, there were 800-ish people who supposedly were diagnosed with avian flu. Remember, I'm going to pull you back to this every single time. There is no validated diagnostic test on the planet Earth to diagnose any kind of flu, nor differentiate one flu from another. Oh, it's influenza A. No, it's influenza B. Bull. Okay? There's no way to do that. And guess how they're... By the way, guess how they're diagnosing H5N1? Because they think you're really stupid. They think you're so stupid and so preoccupied that you're going to go along with this and react to it and get scared. The PCR test. It's the gift that keeps giving. Why not? If I was the cabal, I'd be using it too. Why not? But this chorus, there are people warning you. And then when I called one of them out yesterday, he's not even a medical person and didn't defend himself as a medical person when I called him out. I said, you? What are you scaring people for? Variants? Really? Where's the proof? Like I was saying, basically, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane of politics or history or whatever the hell you do. But don't come in and in a medical lane, which misleads people to think you, well, I have friends or family in I don't know, some research center or something, and they said they're worried. Oh. Well, if you're a third party person, third, it's like, third, that's rumors, third hand rumor person. Oh, if you trust them, then I should, right? By proxy? Come on, guys. So this statistic was one of the things this person put out. It turns out the total N was 850 or something like that. And over 10 years, and 850 were diagnosed on the out of the whole world. And over the 10 years, not even knowing if that's the same people that were diagnosed at whatever, whichever point in time, whatever, you have no idea what the confounding surrounding factors were. Do they have other comorbidities? What was the situation? Did they take medication that then killed them? I mean, you don't even know, right? But they said that out of those 800, over the course of 10 years, they recorded 56% of them, which was like over 400 something, that had died, supposedly from it. Like people died from COVID, put the COVID on the death certificate, okay? So they said, like 56% of the people died. That's a high rate of, it makes me really angry. As an analyst, as a former research scientist who ran a human research lab in neuroscience, sleep, depression, and a couple of internal medicine areas of research. When I see the general public who doesn't have an ability to, you shouldn't have to be an expert in every single area, but if you're not a statistician, if you're not a research scientist who's written protocols like I have, executed them, analyzed the results if they were unblinded, and then put them through their statistical analyses and then blah, 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 went through the whole thing. You should be able to trust some of these people. It makes me so angry to see people twisting the statistics. Because think about it. I got 800 people for the sake of ease conversation, but 450 died, and it was over the course of 10 years out of the whole planet. And you're going to call a pandemic on that? Are you going to warn people? And you're going to use a statistic that 50, you he implied 50, basically, I think he basically said 50. Over 56% of avian flu diagnosed people die. Well, that would make people nervous, wouldn't it? Would make people frightened. I would be frightened too if half of the population was expected to die from something. But I know it's okay. And the statistic itself, and it's right there, the lie, the misleading, he didn't even recognize it. I don't think he did it purposely, but he just regurgitated. And so that leads me back to the original point. I don't trust people who regurgitate the fear porn. He and people like him who've been a little bit on the front lines, gaining a little bit of visibility, running Twitter spaces and getting a lot of people on them, he should have been cynical. He should have been suspicious. Instead, he was doing the bullhorn, the warning. Wah, 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 look out, look out. Why? What are you doing? Did you change? Did you flip? Did somebody get to you?
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. So let me tell you a little bit, let's get into this bird flu just a little bit for your further edification, because it seems like I have to do more and more, and I don't mind it, but I'm finding pockets of weakness, and I want to fill them for you with education and understanding, okay? You start to watch other things that are happening around it. So for example, in the United Kingdom, they're starting to require, they're total slaves. Anybody's a slave who complies with registering every fowl you have, every parakeet, every turkey. If you have a couple of chickens in the backyard because they lay eggs for your family, gotta register because we have to be able to surveil. 800 people, 400 died over 10 years. That's 40 people a year on the entire planet. More people die of old age. It's ridiculous. Okay, they're being required to register every chicken, every turkey, like I said, every quail that is in their custody. It's ridiculous. And if you people in the UK, because I know we have a lot of people that watch the Dr. Jane Ruby show from the UK. We have a lot of people that write to me and that watch Coffee Chat. If you comply with that, you're out of your mind. You just don't comply. It's like registering a gun. There's nothing in the Constitution of the United States in the Second Amendment that says you have to register it. The right of the people to bear arms, to form a militia and to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's what keeps a government afraid of its people, which is the healthy situation, not reverse. Don't you dare register anything. Don't contract more into the system of tyranny. Be off that grid. That's the point of it. I feel what's happening is that this movement, you know, this tyrannical thing where, you know, nobody's being prosecuted, more and more of rights are being usurped every day, laws are being written that are unlawful, that are against the Constitution, that are meant to increase slavery. And I don't use the term loosely. I don't use the term loosely. What they want to do is they want to centralize. They're moving quickly. They're rushing. And you can see it. They want to centralize control to be able to use fake numbers and to spew fake fear porn, you know, fear porn over the spread. I think they may use the bird flu. I'm not really sure. Remember, they have floated many things in the last year or two, and I've steered you in the right direction. The monkeypox. We had variant scares of the COVID. We've had respiratory syncytial virus, which is a souped up, ginned up name for the common cold. They think you're that stupid. And so the bird flu, I don't know, part of it is the proximity to the election. Part of it is the fact that I'm seeing sort of those multiple arms of, you know, they're burning fowl, you know, agricultural fowl manufacturing and chicken processing plants at the same time that there are now, you know, these concerns. And I base it against, or I pit it against, the last 10, 15 years when the CDC and other agencies of these fake agencies were putting out information. They were saying consistently, not a risk to humans, very low, very rare would it jump. Species even, within birds, much less to higher mammals, or to mammals rather, and then higher mammals from there. So I put all that together and I'm thinking, gonna keep a particularly close eye on this, gonna keep a particularly close eye on the people who are joining the chorus to fear, to pro-fear on this bird flu, right? They're moving quicker. They really want a centralized control over this. You know, stay home, don't spread bird flu, kill all your chickens, kill your parakeet. Let's just sterilize our world of anything that flies in the animal world. In the United States, too, here's another clue. That whole thing that started about a year ago where supposedly they wanted people in the United States to register their community gardens. Oh, it's a good thing. I had people arguing with me. Oh, it's a good thing, Dr. Jane. I mean, then people can find each other. We can find each other in other ways. We're just fine, thank you. I don't need the government to have a repository of where my garden is or what I'm growing and how much food. No, that sounds a little too much like they're going to get in my business. This government is way too big. It's way too dangerous. And they're on the move. Look, these infections are incredibly rare. I think there's more danger to mass-produced food, right? So the chicken farms, I showed you that film about a month ago. It was a horrific, horrific, I think it was a goose processing plant. They had them by the throat, you know, the thin gooseneck. They had them by the throat on a conveyor, and the conveyor was like an S shape. It was gross. And of course, somebody put some creepy music to it, which it deserved. And these geese came like around, and they were just struggling, and they were going around and around in this filthy water that their, you know, half of their bodies were in. And apparently they were going to be processed, you know, for, you know, goose, you know, meat, goose pate, goose liver, I mean, whatever it was. These infections are incredibly rare. They don't jump like that. They don't mutate like that. Now that we know this has always been a scam, it's the whole vaccine scam situation as well. I just find it so mind-blowing that people continue to buy into it. It's like, oh, I get the COVID thing, Dr. Jane, but what about the other vaccine over here? And what about what about my shingles vaccine? You just watched the worst crimes against humanity committed between the government and the pharmaceutical industry, and you're gonna take more stuff from the pharmaceutical, especially in the form of a vaccine? I mean, you can see how it just wears me out. It wears me out. And I ask God for strength because I just can't believe that people continue to fall back, right? It's really a concern. Okay, wanted to make that point. Remember now, your agencies have been weaponized. They're predatory. They want to make you feel like they're doing something good for you when we know they've really, really lost all of our faith and trust. They're not going to do anything good for us. You don't want to register your, you know, cats or dogs or chickens or, that's crazy. And I'll tell you something else that's happening. Just trying to turn a little light on here. I mean, you know, it's so gray and gloomy up here. I mean, even it makes the dimness of Florida not so bad. But what I was saying is, they're just going to move more quickly. They're going to make you feel like this thing is creeping upward. But your clues are diagnosis made with the PCR. Come on, guys. jumping from one animal to another. Wait, are we back with the bat and the pangolin in a Chinese wet market? It just goes on and on. You see the same patterns. You see the same tools used against you. Maybe they throw in a little something extra, like the chorus, right? Now, some of the obvious people, like, you know, like a Peter McCullough, you know, some of these guys, they'll come out and they'll say, oh, no, this is a hoax and all that, because, you know, they can't be too obvious. But you got these other people that kind of were, you know, with us in the anti, you know, sort of COVID scam thing. And some of them are kind of coming out and going, oh, this looks bad, guys. You better be careful. Don't give away your freedom. Don't do it. Don't do it. Recognize the patterns for what they are. Don't comply with new requirements, new mandates, new registrations. Because every time you do that, you're contracting in. You know, they can say, well, hey, you know, Jane, we didn't, Harry, you know, Marianne, we didn't force you. You know, we said, you know, if you'd like, you can register. It's probably a good deal to register. And they may have some inducement. And you did it voluntarily. No, I know about coercion and mandates. I'm not even going there. But look at the COVID mandates. Technically, you did it on your own. Technically, you made the decision. For whatever reason, you chose it. It was voluntary. Unless they held you down on a table and they shot that into your arm and you screamed, no, 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 it was voluntary. And that's how the courts are going to look at it. That's how it's always going to be looked at. Because you surrender your sovereignty. And that's how they take it. Stay strong. This is Dr. Jane Ruby signing off. I will probably not do a coffee chat tomorrow. And I will be back in Florida on Sunday. And we'll talk about, I'm sure, some other things then. I might do an afternoon chat on Sunday. We'll see how things go. But definitely back on the regular schedule next week. Follow me on Twitter and Telegram. You can see anything on my link stack, if any of the products that you think might be helpful if you're preparing for things. There could be a supply chain issue with this eclipse. I don't know if they're going to use it for anything. But be prepared for self-sustenance and form your alliances. Guys, have a wonderful rest of the weekend. God bless you all. And I will see you again soon. Medical disclaimer: The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.